Phoenix Audio presents
Red Wind by Raymond Chandler. There was a desert wind blowing that night. It was one of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come down through the mountain passes and curl your hair and make your nerves jump and your skin itch. On nights like that, every booze party ends in a fight. Meek little wives feel the edge of the carving knife and study their husbands' necks. Anything can happen. You can even get a full glass of beer at a cocktail lounge. I was getting one in a flossy new place across the street from the apartment house where I lived. It had been open about a week and it wasn't doing any business. The kid behind the bar was in his early 20s and looked as if he had never had a drink in his life. There was only one other customer, a souse on a bar stool with his back to the door. He had a pile of dimes stacked neatly in front of him, about $2 worth. He was drinking straight rye in small glasses, and he was all by himself in a world of his own. I sat down further along the bar and got my glass of beer and said, "You sure cut the clouds off of him, buddy. I will say that for you." "We just opened up," the kid said. "We got to build up trade. Been in before, haven't you, mister?" "Uh-huh." "Live around here?" "In the Berglund Apartments across the street," I said, "and the name is John Dalmas." "Thanks, mister. Mine's Lou Petroli." He leaned close to me across the polished dark bar. "Know that guy?" "No." "He ought to go home, kind of. I ought to call a taxi and send him home. He's doing his next week's drinking too soon." "A night like this," I said, "let him alone." "It's not good for him," the kid said, scowling at me. "Rye," the drunk croaked without looking up. He snapped his fingers so as not to disturb his piles of dimes by banging on the bar. The kid looked at me and shrugged. "Should I?" "Whose stomach is it? Not mine." The kid poured him another straight rye, and I think he doctored it with water down